Hello, this is Devchani Ghosh, President NASSCOM.
And hello, this is Mridu Bhandari, Editor Special Projects at Network 18. Welcome to our special webcast and podcast series on money control, where we are deep diving into the various facets and fallouts of the COVID-19 healthcare emergency. And today, Devchani and I are going to be talking about innovation and collaboration in the times of a global pandemic. Thanks very much for joining us today, Devchani. Let me first begin by saying that, of course, everyone knows the Indian IT sector has always been ahead of the curve when it comes to innovation, when it comes to putting India on the world map. But at this point in time, was the sector as a whole really equipped to handle remote working on such a large scale?
Well, first of all, I mean, let's set the right context. I think what India did by declaring a lockdown so early in the life cycle of the curve is a very tough but absolutely something that had to be done. And I'm so glad that the call was made to make this happen. From an industry perspective, we're tremendously supportive of it because we know that this is what's needed to keep India safe. Of course, Mridu, it's been a challenge. It's been a challenge for the entire industry, but the industry, if anything, is tremendously resilient and is tremendously creative. So we, despite all odds, we are truly well-placed to transform to a work-from-home model. A lot of work has gone on since the lockdown got announced in the last 1 week to ensure we get ready for it. And we are also ensuring that our clients and our customers do not suffer. So, you know, both employee safety and client well-being and client business is of utmost importance to us.
All right, that's very optimistic of you. And I know that NASSCOM has been requesting the government to ease the norms from a compliance perspective for work from home. How has that shaped up? Any response yet? What are you expecting?
Of course. I mean, the government has been... See, the one thing is, in this crisis, what we've learned is the government is working 24/7 and tremendously responsive. So just getting the approval to work from home, that happened incredibly fast. And that happened before the lockdown, so we were ready for it. And we could actually move the assets and employees home to start the work.
As far as innovation is concerned, how can businesses ensure that they don't lose out on innovation in these times of self-isolation?
They can't lose out on innovation. Innovation, creativity is what's going to keep us relevant in these times. See, in a crisis like this, the first thing that you have to do is get really close to your people, both your employees and your customers. That's rule one for staying afloat, for staying relevant through this crisis. You have to be there for your people and you have to be there for your customers. One of the simple things that we had to change was how we connect with people, given that travel, face-to-face meetings, etc., was not gonna happen. How do you embrace technology? How do you embrace, you know, whether it's WebEx or Microsoft Teams or whatever, but how do you embrace these technologies to kind of face-to-face connect that you would otherwise have with your customers, with your employees? How do you ensure that even sitting in the comfort of your home with a laptop in front of you and with an internet connection, you're still able to have the kind of meetings you would have in the past? You know, we are learning fast and we are adapting.
Right, great. And, you know, there is significant concern around the jobs, especially in the IT sector. Some IT firms, the smaller ones, have begun issuing pink slips. Some industry estimates are suggesting a loss of over 1.5 lakh jobs in the IT space over the next 3 to 6 months. Many are saying that global unemployment numbers are going to be much higher than the 2008 recession. What is NASSCOM's perspective? How bad does the road ahead look?
It's too early. And people who are predicting numbers, I worry because you still don't know how long this is going to go on. You still don't know how much the real impact is going to be. So I absolutely refuse to get into these kind of predictions because I think it's dangerous to do that. Yes, we will see impact on global GDP. We will see an impact on Indian GDP, I'm sure. We will see an impact on a lot of industries with respect to their businesses and therefore their spendings. But if you look at the analyst reports, everyone is still predicting that technology spend is actually going to go up because reliance on technology is going to go up significantly.
Right.
We have realized what it means to be truly digital, what it means when we say that technology has transcended into every vertical. I don't think we realized what it meant in the past. Now we do. Now we've absolutely realized how technology is critical for just basic survival, for ordering our groceries, to entertainment, to work, everything, right? I think we're going to see going forward is a scenario where the use of technology is going to get completely redefined. And you're going to see much more focus on technology in areas like education, areas like healthcare, where I'm quite sure you're going to see new norms emerge.
And finally, Devdani, do you think in a post-COVID-19 world, remote working is going to be our new normal? Are you personally going to cut down on your physical meetings and perhaps have many more of these virtual connections?
Man, right now, I'm just dying to get out. So if you're talking about post-COVID, where I'm not worried about COVID, I'm going to be out a lot. So, just all of us, I think, are just dying to get out of the house when it's safe for us to get out of the house, of course. On a serious note, I think we're going to see some new norms emerge. I have a feeling it's going to be a more blended norm that will come out. We will not all completely stop going out. That's absolutely not possible, and that shouldn't happen. But I think wherever possible, people have now realized that, yes, technology works. I can sit and do my interviews with Ridhu at home. I don't need to go to a studio. Or, I can sit and talk to the government.
We do love having you in our studio.
So I think you're going to see a blended model emerge.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you so much, Devdani. Thanks for taking out time and being with us here today. And here's hoping that at the other side of this pandemic, the health of our people and of our economy both remain safe. Fingers crossed for that. Stay indoors and stay safe. That's a wrap of this special edition of our podcast and webcast on Money Control. We'll be back next time with lots more. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Bye.